In this part of our program, we're going to take a closer look at the significance of all those leaked military field reports from the war in Afghanistan. We'll hear more in a moment about WikiLeaks, the organization that obtained the documents, but first we'll consider the role that such military reports play on the battlefield. And for that, we turn to a retired colonel who once relied on them in Iraq. Peter Mansour served as executive officer to General David Petraeus. Today he teaches military history at Ohio State University.
It doesn't appear that anything in the archive is at the very top secret level. So what this gives you is sort of the view from the ground up of what's happening in the Afghan war, at least from 2004 to 2009.
And when you say there, it's a ground up view, are these written at the platoon level by an officer there? By whom?
Well, they're written by mostly by officers that process patrol reports and process after-action reports from raids and whatnot. And then they work their way up the chain. It is unfiltered information, both operations information of what we're doing and then raw intelligence on the enemy and what we think the enemy is doing. But it hasn't been analyzed, and what this is sort of just the mass of raw data that has been collected over a six-year period.
And can you describe how they work themselves up the chain? Is it at each level the next person up decides whether it should be passed along to the next higher level?
Reports go up the chain exactly like you say. Sometimes they get conglomerated at the next higher level and then massaged and filtered, and those reports that are worthwhile get sent further up. But there's also a database called the All Source Analysis System in which all reports get dumped into.
And that way, if something that seems maybe not so significant at the time
can be accessed later on.
It's searchable.
Exactly.
These reports that we're talking about here, the WikiLeaks release, more than 90,000 documents. We know they're only a fraction of the total number of reports generated on the battlefield. How do commanders determine or try to determine if something in each report is good or bad intelligence?
Well, that's the real art of intelligence. If it were as easy as dumping all the data into a computer and putting it through an algorithm and spitting out an answer, then we would have done that long ago. But this is why we have intelligence officers who go through years of training and education, and commanders with years of experience on the ground to be able to sift through and really determine what are the nuggets of gold in the large amount of dross that exists.
We do have a new commanding general in Afghanistan, General David Petraeus. You were his executive officer. Do you have any sense if or how the vetting process might change under his command?
What General Petraeus did in Iraq is once a week he would have a meeting, and it would be a rotating group. There would be, obviously, the head intel officer would be there every week, but then there would be this sort of rotating group of analysts coming through and looking at different facets of the conflict. And he would welcome, actually, a variety of opinions on what was happening, because give and take among intel analysts is really useful to a commander if he's part of it. And he'll be fed a variety of viewpoints, which can only improve his ability to analyze the situation.
Peter Mansour, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Colonel Peter Mansour served as executive officer to General Petraeus in Iraq.